So, I have made kind of a deal with the parish, and I said when we have the babies, and today we had Memorial, we had Artoclasia, we had Saradismo, and it makes everything a little bit longer, so then I give a shorter sermon, okay? When there's no Saradismo, longer sermon, okay? So, I'm going to point out in one language today just a few little things instead of giving you the regular sermon. Today we welcome the Sílogo from Gortinia. You know Gortinia? Gortinia? Gortinia is a famous place. It's a beautiful place. It's 1,000 meters ipsometro high. And it's famous for a few reasons. One most people know about. It's famous because they were in the midst of the war for independence. They were very involved in the war of independence. And many times, they say that we celebrate the Mizzana for their offering of their heroes, because a lot of the people that fought the battle for independence happened to be from that area. But there's another reason they're famous, and they were famous because they offered baruti. You know baruti? Gunpowder? There were two brothers, I don't remember their name, Oxtathopoulos. Do you remember? Πώς λέγανε τα αδέρφια με τον Μπαρούτι, δεν θυμάμαι. I think maybe Σταθόπουλος, I can't remember. Or Σπυρόπουλος, I can't remember. Anyway, Σπυρόπουλος? Σπυλιόπουλος, Σπυλιόπουλος. And this gunpowder was being sent all over to fight for independence because they had Μπαρουτόμιλα, μίλι, Μπαρουτόμιλι, that would be able to produce the gunpowder. So, they were also famous for having many hierarchs and priests. Two of the more famous ones, Palion Patron Germano and Gregory V. St. Gregory was the icon that we carried around the church today. And St. Gregory is remembered, of course, for all the good things that he did, for his faith, for his discipline, for his asceticism, for his mind. He had a brilliant mind. But mostly he's remembered for being the patriarch, not once, not twice, but 3 times a patriarch. Sounds strange, right? Because the Turks kept getting rid of him. They would exile him. They would send him exoria out of the Ottoman Empire. Usually he would end up in Mount Athos. And then he managed to come back, and he happened to be the patriarch during 1821. You know what that must have been like. So in Greece, when the revolution began, the Turks were not happy about it. And what did they do? April 10th, which is the feast day of St. Gregory the Great, St. Gregory the Fifth, they went into the Patriarchate during the liturgy. You know how we do liturgy for Anastasi? It was Anastasi. It was the midnight liturgy. Πώς μαζευόμαστε και βγαίνουμε έξω και λέμε Χριστός Ανέστη. Φανταστείτε, I want you to imagine that we're doing liturgy here. It's 1 a.m, and the Turkish army enters the church. They took the patriarch off the throne and they hung him on the gates of the patriarchate as a retaliation because the Greeks started the revolution for independence in Greece, not in Turkey, in Greece. They hung him there for 3 days at the entrance of the patriarchate, and eventually to gain prominence with the Turks, because the Turks weren't good to any of the minorities, the Jewish community, to gain some prominence, took him, his body down and dragged him through the streets and threw him in the ocean to try to gain some privilege from the Turks. And a Greek sailman found him and took him to Odessa and buried him in Russia. And today his relic is in the church, the cathedral church in Athens. And this is why when Archbishop Damaskinos of Athens, during World War II, the Germans would go and ask for the names of Jews. Think about the irony here. The Jews took down the body of Archbishop, of Patriarch Grigorios, and they dragged him through the streets and threw him in the ocean. When the Germans went to Greece, there were a lot of Jews in Greece, especially northern Greece and some of the islands. And the Germans, there's a famous story in Zakynthos, where the mayor and the bishop were the first people the German soldiers would call in, because they knew that they knew everyone. And they said, you have 24 hours to give us a list of all the Jews on the island. And you know what they did? They wrote only two names, their own. The bishop's name and the mayor's name. And then they went into hiding, of course. So when they asked the Archbishop of Athens to turn over the Jews and he refused, they told him that we will put you against a wall and we will shoot you. It's called the firing squad, right? And you know what he said? Think of the story of St. Gregory the Fifth. He said, in the Orthodox tradition, bishops are hung, not shot. So if you're gonna kill me, I would prefer that you hang me like the others in our history. It takes a lot of guts, you know? And sometimes I wonder how we would have reacted during World War II if they asked us to turn over names of Jews, or during the Ottoman times when Greeks were trying to survive and they would have to choose whether they try to gain privilege like the Jews did by turning in one of their fellow Greeks. My plan was to talk about the gospel a little bit, but I won't. I will only say, read your bulletin. Today's gospel is a microcosm of our parishes, of a church, a parish church. The devil intervenes and influences and tries to destroy, and it tries to divide, and it tries to cause chaos. Christ is there. Let's say we'll say the bishop, the clergy, and the apostles, who are the leaders of the church, the parish council, the ministry leaders, sometimes are lost. And they come to Christ and they say, we couldn't do it. We tried to help this person who's disturbed, not necessarily possessed, but disturbed or angry or upset. And Christ gets frustrated and he says, what? You faithless and perverse generation. How long am I to bear with you, he says. Because the leaders tend to fail often in the churches. And we have to be vigilant not to be leaders who fail, not to be leaders who divide, but to be leaders who unite and bring people to Christ. And finally, the miracle happens. He sends the demons out of the boy. And what do the apostles say? They don't say, bravo, Jesus. That's a miracle. You know what they said? Hey, how about us? How come we couldn't do it? Okay? That's a lot like us. It's a lot like us. We see amazing things happening around us, and we find something negative to grasp onto. We find something to criticize. We find something to make things seem as if they're not so great. As Christians, we are called not to be like those that divide, but to be those who unite, to be those who walk people by the hand to Christ. And I hope we have three more weeks to Pascha, and I tell you that the way that we act, the way that we divide, the way that we unite will affect not only how we celebrate Pascha, but it will affect our souls, I promise you. I promise you. They say there's the aguilada that makes a lot of milk. You know this Greek story? They say there's an aguilada, a cow that makes a lot of milk, more milk than anyone has ever seen. And they fill this giant bucket, and they're in awe. And as soon as she's done filling the bucket, she kicks it over. That's us. We do a lot of good things, but then we kick the bucket over, and it's worthless. Don't kick the bucket. I know that could mean something else, too, in our culture. Don't knock over the milk. Do good works, preserve them, affect each other, show your love, show your patience, bring people to Christ. Καλή συνέχεια.